Welcome to Watch With Us.
Watch With Us.
An inside look into your favorite TV shows, which delivers the latest TV news that you want to know about. Here's your host.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Us Weekly's Emily Longaretta.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Watch With Us podcast. I am your host, Emily Longaretta, and I am very thrilled to share with you guys my next interview. As you probably know, I'm a big Dancing with the Stars fan, but I'm also a giant Hallmark Channel fan. I'm sure you guys had heard last year, I filmed a lot of episodes about Hallmark movies and TV shows and kind of the joy that they all bring to the world. So I'm very, very excited about my guest this week because it is Jesse Metcalf, who just competed on Dancing with the Stars and sadly got voted off this week, despite my many votes. And, you know, now he's going to head back to his Hallmark TV show and movies coming up this year. So without further ado, here is my interview with Jesse. Thank you so much for joining. I'm really excited to chat.
No problem.
Let's start off, obviously, talking about Dancing with the Stars, because how surprising were you? I feel like you were pretty caught off guard because your face looked pretty surprised.
I was pretty surprised.
Yeah. Were you upset or were you more just like, caught off guard?
No, I wasn't upset.
Are you lying?
No. It's a reality show. I had an unbelievable experience. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you don't know. People may not know that I was kind of like battling an injury. I have an arthritic hip, you know, and I was diagnosed like 3.5 years ago at like NYU Langone. Like the top orthopedic surgeon told me I needed a hip resurfacing. And that was 3.5 years ago.
What were you waiting for?
Well, you never really want to go under the knife unless you really have to.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm rehearsing 3 to 4 hours a day doing things mm-hmm. that my body is completely unaccustomed to doing.
Right.
So it was a lot of wear and tear on this, you know, 41-year-old frame. But I thought I gave a very respectable showing.
You did.
I love every single minute of it. And, you know, I was more surprised by what an amazing experience it was and how incredibly rewarding it was,
mm-hmm.
you know. But by no means am I losing any sleep over getting voted off Dancing with the Stars. but that's not to diminish the experience.
Mm-hmm.
It was incredible. It's an incredibly well-run show. I mean, it's gone for 29 seasons. Mm-hmm. And, you know, from top to bottom, I really feel like it's just such, it's a super fun experience, and it's such a warm group.
Yeah.
I mean, the pros are all incredible. They were all so nice and so welcoming, and everybody on the production was just incredibly accommodating, and the cast was amazing this season. I really felt honored to be a part of this cast, especially during the pandemic. You know, I just felt like it was a special season and was one of the reasons why I ultimately said yes to participating this time around, and I have zero regrets.
Had you been asked before to do it and you said no before?
Yeah, I was asked twice before.
Yeah. Was there like a reason then you wanted to say no, or was it just kind of timing?
Yeah, I felt like then there was a major stigma.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but I feel like, you know, let's say roughly 10 years ago, you know, there was a lot of, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. There was a lot of people saying a lot of things about what actors should or shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's a completely different landscape in the entertainment industry right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's because of social media. You know, I suspect that it is. I feel like just the fact that, you know, social media influencers, YouTubers, TikTokers are sort of breaking through into the mainstream entertainment industry. But I just felt like, you know, I feel like you can kind of do whatever you want now in the entertainment industry. And as long as you are authentic in the way you do it and you do it well and you present yourself well, it's not going to have a negative impact on your quote unquote image or your career.
Yeah.
So that's why I decided to do it. And it was a slow year.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Not much else going on right now. Yeah. So
if like in the middle of a pandemic, you know, you can kind of like take your attention away from all the negativity going on in the world and focus on dancing every day. I mean, why not?
Yeah, absolutely. Was it harder than you thought it was going to be?
I knew it was going to be hard. Yeah. You know, my mom danced, you know, through her teens and 20s, and I think even into her early 30s. And she would tell me about it and stuff. And I knew that dance was, it's kind of like Pilates with movement, you know, which, mm-hmm. you know, for all the, you know, muscle bound guys out there that have spent their entire lives, you know, lifting heavy weights, go take a Pilates class.
Yeah.
You know, it's so really, really challenging, you know, yeah. And it's all about core strength. I mean, I lost 10 pounds, you know, doing the show. So
it's insane. It's such a good workout.
Herself, really. Yeah, it's an incredible workout.
Are you excited to get back, or are you like able to get back to work now on Hallmark and stuff? Or is that still kind of,
I kind of am. I mean, there's talk of, you know, the entertainment industry is finally gearing up again, which is great. But, a lot of productions have been going on in Canada because the incidence of the virus has been a lot lower, on the West Coast of Canada.
Yeah.
So there's a possibility of, you know, maybe doing a Hallmark Christmas movie, maybe doing the fourth installment of the Martha's Vineyard mysteries that I produce and star in. There's a possibility there could be some other stuff, you know, on the horizon.
Broadway?
Well, that's you know, obviously still one of my hopes and dreams. Mm-hmm. So, but they haven't come knocking just yet.
Yeah. Well, nothing's open yet. So that's probably why.
Yeah, exactly.
Here in New York, it's still a little closed, but
yeah, it's a little touch and go here in New York for sure. You guys got hit really hard. It's crazy.
It's been rough. What was your relationship with reality TV before this? Like, do you watch a lot of reality TV?
Well, I mean, in my previous relationship, I watched a lot of reality TV.
Yeah.
Kara was a big fan of you know, Real Housewives mostly. So mm-hmm. I watched a lot of Real Housewives.
Yeah.
All of them, really.
So did you get hooked where you watch them now by yourself or no?
Heck no.
Some people are like, you know, I grew up watching soaps with my parents, and my stepmom will get really into it. And then my dad would be like, oh, I only watch because she does. But then, like, if she wasn't home, he'd still be watching.
I'm not saying I enjoy it. I'm just saying I don't watch anymore.
Okay. Did you watch back dancing, or do you not like to watch yourself?
Oh, no, I watched.
You did?
Yeah. Definitely. No, I watch myself in everything I do. I mean, yeah, I like to know how I came off, you know, I rewatched every dance like several times, you know, mm-hmm. in order to see where things maybe could improve and stuff like that, you know. So for sure, I think it's very constructive to do that.
Yeah, it's so interesting because some actors, I think, with dancing,
I've always been like, are you crazy to the actors that, oh, I never watch myself. Oh, you're that good. You're that good. You don't need to ever watch yourself. Oh, wow. Okay. You're incredible. You're amazing.
I know, they act like, a lot of people act like it's like, oh, I just can't. It makes me uncomfortable. It's like,
yeah, that's definitely an act.
Constructive criticism.
That's definitely an act.
For you, I feel like you've obviously, Hallmark has become something that's such a staple for you. What kind of scripts, what kind of stuff do you read? Like, do you get offered to read a lot of scripts and kind of just pick and choose what you, like what angles you want to do? Or are you more really picky now?
Hallmark has been so amazing to me and for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've really kind of they've just been so supportive and collaborative.
Yeah.
And I've never really had that with any other network. So, I mean, think what you want about the Hallmark Channel, but like they treat their talent incredibly well.
Mm-hmm.
So I love working with them and for them.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah. You know, I'm definitely pretty picky with what I do on the network now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thankful I have the liberty to do that.
Yeah, definitely. Would you do more reality TV if you were asked?
For sure.
Would you do like a dating show?
Never.
No, why? Some of them work out really well.
No. that's where I draw the line. You know, I mean, once you start profiting from, you know, your personal life, and I mean, you're basically selling your personal life. You're selling it. I mean, you're selling it to the network. You're selling it to the media. And I mean, I feel like I need to draw the line somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, that's not in line with my values.
Right. No, that makes sense. That's definitely different for everybody. You've played so many different characters. What do you get most recognized for?
Desperate Housewives and John Tucker Must Die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel like though? Do you like that? That you get like? Are you happy with that?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I love it.
You were like, I was much younger then. I love being recognized for it.
I mean, especially John Tucker Must Die, because I mean, I didn't think really much of the movie when I was shooting it,
right.
And the fact that it's kind of become a little bit of, you know, a teen comedy cult classic.
Yeah.
And has been passed down maybe from like older brothers and sisters to their younger siblings.
Mm-hmm.
I think is super cool.
Yeah.
I mean, people still think it's funny.
It is funny. It is funny.
I'm flattered by that. I love that.
I feel like they'll end up remaking it eventually with like it swapped. So it'll be the girl and then three guys.
Oh, okay.
I could totally see that.
All right. Yeah, go. Girl power.
When you were on Dancing, I know it was tough this season. Did you get close with any of the stars? Like, did you form friendships with any of the other actors and people that were on there?
I mean, I love them all.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm no joke. I mean, want to know what's crazy about this group is that we got to spend very little time together due to the COVID protocols. And yet I feel like the group gelled instantly. I don't know if it was because everyone was very comfortable with themselves and everyone had other things going on and maybe had been in the industry for a while. So there wasn't any divas or there wasn't any attitude. Mm-hmm. I feel like everybody came, you know, everybody checked their ego at the door, which I thought was super cool.
Yeah, definitely. Well, yeah, and you also
Nelly had been on the John Tucker Must Die set because Nelly was dating Ashanti when we were shooting John Tucker Must Die. So Nelly and I were boys, you know, and we were like kind of, you know, chatting all the time. Neve's a gem, an absolute gem. I mean, just the nicest guy in the world and cool. We would always be chopping it up over like cars. He's like into retro and classic cars. So we'd be talking about that. I mean, Justina Machado is such a sweetheart and it's just like crushing the dance floor. She could win.
Yeah.
Johnny Weir is the nicest, funniest guy ever. I mean, who else do you want to know about?
Everyone. Caitlin, because these are...
Chriselle's gorgeous and super sweet.
Yeah.
Caitlin's super sweet and gorgeous as well. Yeah. And is a great freaking dancer.
Yeah. Yeah, they really did a good job this season getting people that were like super fun, had super great attitudes. I feel like there's no, like you said, there's no divas. Yeah. Like
Probably the most nervous person I felt like was Carol. But she started to open up, you know, and be a little bit warmer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think with Carol, she doesn't necessarily know how she's going to be received by people, which must be incredibly difficult.
Yeah. Did you know who she was? Like, had you watched Tiger King before?
Yeah, I watched Tiger King. Who didn't watch Tiger King?
I mean, totally.
Tiger King was fire.
It was so good. It's so funny because I'm so curious if people knew who everyone was. Like, everyone's like, oh, yeah, I knew everyone. I'm like, did you, though? Like, did you watch Selling Sunset? You know who Chriselle was?
Well, I mean, I worked with Justin Hartley on Passion. Oh,
that's right. Well, that makes a lot more sense. I always forget the soap opera.
And Justin Hartley also works out at the same gym that I work out at. We both work out at this private training gym called Unbreakable. I haven't seen Justin. I probably haven't seen Justin in like a year, but I was seeing him all the time.
Watch With Us is proudly sponsored by Nutrisystem. Nutrisystem is a leader in the weight loss industry, having helped millions of people lose weight over the course of more than 45 years. Do you feel like in these times of social distancing and working from home that weight gain has been creeping up on you with all those takeouts and snacks? Let me tell you, you are not the only one. But this is where Nutrisystem can help and get you back on track. Now, we're not all nutrition experts, I definitely am not, but just need the valuable tips to be able to meet our goals. The great thing about Nutrisystem is that it does all the calorie counting for you. The plans are designed by nutrition experts and provide you with the right balance of nutrients and the right amount of calories to help you lose weight safely. Nutrisystem is simple and convenient, and it's great getting delicious, filling meals delivered right to your door every week for way less than you would spend on takeout or delivery, and it's much healthier. Nutrisystem has exceeded my expectations. My favorite foods are the chicken fettuccine Alfredo and the frozen cheese pizza. Of course, I love my cheese. So I can assure you that it's a great program for those looking for a complete plan to lose weight and a way to stay healthy. Order Nutrisystem now. Just go to Nutrisystem.com/usweekly to get 50% off. Again, that's Nutrisystem.com/usweekly to get 50% off. Now, back to the show.
This was a really good season. Who do you think, who would you like be least surprised to see win? I feel like it's a tough question because honestly, this season, there's so many good people.
I think Justina is going to win.
You do.
But I'm also rooting for Johnny.
Okay.
I think he's really good as well. Okay. So those are my top two picks.
I think AJ is a dark horse.
Okay. Yeah. AJ's a dark horse. And obviously Neve is such a good dancer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, such a good dancer. People are not happy about the amount of dance experience that he has.
Yeah.
And I think.
Are you one of those people?
I think I don't care that he has dance experience. I was never going to win. You know, I thought I was going to stick around for a couple more weeks, but I mean, with this cast, I don't think I really had a shot, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's a tough cast.
Yeah, it's a tough cast.
And you also got like the best partner ever. So I feel like you had a little, I always feel bad when there's a lot of really inexperienced people who have a really tough time and then the pros get it. This season, I'm like, the pros got so lucky because everyone got a really good partner. But I also feel like the celebs lucked out because like the top people are back. So like
Shauna had it rough.
She's had it rough repeatedly. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she was really trying to, you know, create something from scratch.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and I mean, you know, Tuesdays in, you know, at rehearsals were a tough day.
Yeah.
You know, teaching me the basics of a new dance and trying to get these very foreign movements into my body, you know, it was frustrating at times.
Did you guys ever fight?
Yeah.
Would you walk out of the room to chill out? I feel like that's usually what people would do on dancing. Yeah.
It was an emotional journey.
Yeah.
And I'm going to leave it at that.
Did you have any tears?
No, I'm not a crier.
Even like when you come home at night by yourself?
No. I'm not gonna cry over a rough dance rehearsal.
I feel like some people cry when they get super frustrated, like no matter what they're doing. So that's like, I mean, but
yeah,
wins. Not everyone.
No, I'm just kidding.
And you're like, I don't know any of those people. So I talked to Chrishell about her experience on the show so far, and she was telling me that she's been getting a ton of DMs from people now. She gets like a lot of guys sliding into her DMs more now that she's been on dancing than before. Did that happen to you as well?
I don't talk about DMs.
I'm just saying in general.
Listen, more if you talk about your DMs in the media, then like, you know, the really good ones won't DM you.
That's a really good answer. All right, fine. That's a really good answer. What is the role that you've done that you feel like you're most similar to?
Honestly, probably Trace Riley on Chesapeake Shores.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I mean, I just like, you know, I really like, you know, I tailor made that role for me. You know, I mean, the series is based on a series of books where the character of Trace Riley is an architect. So I was given the liberty to completely change the character and kind of make him just like me. So.
Mm-hmm. Are you interested in architecture also or no?
I love architecture.
Really?
I love architecture. I love interiors. Matter of fact, I'm doing this interview from a house in Sunset Plaza that's on the market that I'm looking at.
Nice. So, I was going to say this house, you looks very fancy. Jeez, look at you. Looks very nice.
It's pretty fancy.
It is pretty. You're getting really fancy now. I don't know what's happening.
Fancy pants over here.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So your next thing is Hallmark. You're going back to Chesapeake now?
I'll go back to Chesapeake in the spring of 2021.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. Hopefully I can get something cooking before the year's out.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. We got a couple more months to go. LA's starting to open a little more. All right. So my last thing, biggest thing you learned about yourself during dancing?
The pandemic period has been a major period of growth for me. Mm-hmm. And my experience on Dancing with the Stars really just added to that. I mean, I honestly had slight reservations about taking part in the show this season, mm-hmm. but I decided to go for it. And I'm so glad that I did, because I had so much fun. But I think specifically my experience on dancing, the thing that I learned about myself is that I really have the confidence to do anything that I want to do. And as I get older, I'm becoming more and more comfortable with who I am. And I think Dancing with the Stars is something that really tests that, mm-hmm. you know, because you really have to put yourself out there. And I think I'm okay with putting myself out there.
As always, before we wrap up, I want to give a few shout outs, starting with our Woman of the Week, which of course has to go to Claire Crawley. Yes, The Bachelorette is back. I actually spoke with Claire and I broke down everything that happened during the first episode. Both that breakdown of the premiere and my interview with Claire can be heard on our Here for the Right Reasons podcast, which is hosted by my colleague Sarah Heron. I joined her to kind of go through all the guys and share what Claire told me about her connection with Dale, everything else. Also, I just really liked this new season premiere because I thought that she's a badass woman, very independent, knows what she wants, and is happy to go after it. So I love to see that. I think it'll be a very entertaining season, regardless if it's a little different. Our woman to watch this week has to go to Journey Smollett-Bell, who is, you know, the star of Lovecraft Country. The finale airs on Sunday night on HBO. If you guys aren't watching this show, you are missing out. That's all I will say. Check that out. And then for what to watch, there's a lot of good stuff this week. Tonight, there's a West Wing reunion special to benefit When We All Vote. There's a lot of surprise guests in addition to the original cast of The West Wing doing a special reading. So that's something for sure to check out. Friday on Netflix, you can check out Dream Home Makeover. I love a good makeover show. Sunday is the finale of The Vow on HBO, which is, of course, about the NXIVM cult and what happened behind the scenes and in real life. It's very, very disturbing. But if you guys haven't been watching, I highly recommend going back and watching the season. I watched most of the episodes in a weekend, so I would definitely recommend that. Supermarket Sweep also returns on Sunday with Leslie Jones as the host. Monday, The Voice new season premiere. It might look a little different, but they're going to do a really good job with it. I'm very excited about that. We got an exclusive look in this week's issue of Us Weekly on stands, and it's really, really different, but it's nice to see. And then Wednesday, The Conners returns to ABC, and on Netflix, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction, a David Letterman's talk show returns, which is one of my favorites, so I'm very excited for that. As always, guys, thank you so much for listening. Make sure to subscribe on iTunes. Leave us a 5-star review. Feel free to reach out to me on social media at Emily Longaretta for any of your TV show comments, recommendations, complaints. I'm here to hear it all. Till next week.